I know that I'm ready when I really don't see. Baka may masaktan. Joke! When I really don't see parang a future with my past partner. Parang, yeah. Like, okay, ano, this is it. Our chapter has ended.
Hello! Welcome to Sit With Us, the Better Filipinas podcast, a safe and authentic space where we talk about our personal journey as women and all the that come with it. Hi, I'm Micah.
Hi, this is Meg.
Hi, this is Kate.
Hello, this is Monica. We invite you to sit with us. Real conversations for modern Filipinas.
Hello, good day everyone. So we're back in Sit With Us, the Better Filipinas podcast. So we're doing our first episode for 2024. So welcome back everyone. And we're so happy to have you back again. And first, we'd like to, of course, share that Sit With Us, the Better Filipinas podcast has been selected by the founder of Feedspot as one of the top 10 best Philippine podcast for women. So I hope you can check out feedspot.com and check out all the other women podcasts featured.
Women
so thank
podcast.
You. Thank you, guys. And we will try our best to
be more
active in posting our episodes for this year.
Yeah.
So welcome. Hi, Kate. Hi, Monica. How are you guys?
Hi. Hello. We're doing so well.
And so what are we going to talk about in our episode today?
Okay, so we want to make it more interesting because now it's been a while since we haven't posted any podcast series or podcast episode. So we thought about doing like a very interesting topic, which is dating.
That's very, very,
very interesting, very... Like, a lot of people can relate to this for sure, whether you're in your teens, your 20s, or even early 30s, even mid-30s sometimes.
Whatever stage in their life.
Yeah.
And I think...
There is dating involved there.
And it's so fun to talk about dating, right?
Yeah. Especially, it changes it.
Yeah, especially when you came from a breakup.
Yeah. Or if you're dating someone new... Or so on and so forth. Our dating series for tonight.
Our first episode.
First episode in the dating series is all about how you deal post-breakup. How long to wait until your next date.
Sabi sa one more chance. Diba? There's a one rule.
Yeah. So, diba, like, I think media or like, other series or movies, they would tell us like, dapat you have to date at this certain point. So for example, like what she said in the Filipino context, like One More Chance movie became so popular and Popoy and Basha tandem said, there's a 3-month rule.
Yeah. I don't really lie dun. There's a line there.
3 months.
May three months.
Yeah.
Did you ever follow that? The 3-month rule?
When I was younger, because I thought it was a thing, pero no.
Not anymore. When you're older.
It became popular, yung Popoy and Basha. So I really thought, okay, parang tanga nun, dapat 3 months. Tapos nun.
So you wait before, when you were younger.
Yeah.
There are some people say naman that you have to, like for every year that you dated, you should not date a month.
Per year.
Like, it's 1 month per year that you should not date.
Okay. So, but if you've been with someone for, like, 5 years, you have to wait for 5 months?
Yeah.
One year per year? Or is it just
one month per year.
Robin,
so, if you dated for 8 years, then you should
be fine.
No! So, what if you're already in your 30s?
Almost more than half a decade ka maghihintay until you date? I don't know about you, but for me, it's not. Okay.
So I think there's no rule of thumb.
There's no rule. again, dating, parang the older we get, the more we realize that the rules are really up to you. Whatever Sex and the City says, whatever Popoy and Baksha say, at the end of the day, it's really up to you.
So when do you know when you're ready to date again?
When do you know when you're ready to date again?
Because I'm the type of person who like really waits it out before I date again. Like I have ready or I have to be looking again. But there was also a time in my life when I know that, okay, I think I was looking for something fun, something like when I was younger. And then I would not think of what's the reason why I'm going to date. So I just instantly start dating again. How about you, Mon?
Me naman, like, okay, full transparency. I'm so shy to talk about it. But then before talaga when I was young, para akong weirdo. As in, like, really, parang Popoy and Baksha, like, may 3-month rule, hintayin ko yung 3 months na yan. And I think, like, if you've been going through, like, a heartbreak for the first time, honestly, I think it's good to, like, just relax. Chill ka muna. Don't do anything. Just
don't date out of spite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or parang, I think that was good for me kasi in my first breakup, talagang I didn't do anything. I just settled with myself. I let the feelings flow and I really felt everything. Mm-hmm. So that was, I think, healthy. But then now that I'm older and parang I'm more sure of myself, parang I have experience in dating. I know what I want. I know what I don't want. Parang it's becoming, syempre, parang lesser the timeline of the in-betweens just because I'm sure of myself and what I want at this stage. So yeah. How about you, Ate Kate?
I waited out, actually. Wait, I just remembered something because I remember someone telling me that they are actually never over their exes until they date another person. Do you think that's true?
No.
No. Yeah. I also don't agree. I also don't agree with that.
I think that one's a bit unfair. If you're using someone to get over someone else, I think it's totally unfair for that other person. Parang nasama siya sa, when did I get myself in?
So you're saying like you won't date for rebound?
No. Parang I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
I think like, I get what you say when you said you waited out. But I also get what Mon shared that I think when we grow older, because she said right now, we already know what we want.
Mm-hmm.
But older, you know what you want. You know what are your non-negotiables are. You know what your negotiables are. So it's easier to navigate dating.
Yeah.
But given that dating culture, it's also hard. And like, okay, should I give this a chance again? Should I like...
What do you mean given the dating culture? What do you mean?
I think...
What is the dating culture now?
Well, I think... Because right now, there's a lot of apps, right? And I've read this in Instagram that sometimes it's easier to like give up on a potential or dating relationship because there's so many options. You go on a dating app and then you swipe right or swipe left and there's like a lot of options. And like before, you know what? Honestly, before, I don't even know how.
Pero honestly, ha, parang even though there's a lot of options, parang you also look at quality.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, if you're dating for to be serious, like you also look at quality. Na parang, okay, madami nga sila there. Like there are a lot of guys there. Pero where is the quality? Like what? What value do they add in terms of like emotional, like, you know, those things?
Your growth.
Yeah, my growth. Like, do we mix? You know, parang okay ba? Pero kasi even if there's a lot, like, I honestly feel like the dating culture sometimes parang lacking of quality.
Yeah.
I think sometimes that.
I mean, that's true.
Really, yeah,
sometimes
passenger,
like... Diba, there's... quality versus quantity. So it doesn't mean that there's a lot of options.
Yeah.
It means that the options are good.
Yeah.
So when we say that how long do we wait until our next date, there's never really a rule of thumb.
Yeah.
Because you can like be waiting for years and then you don't know your intention when you get into dating.
So like now that you mentioned about intention, I think before you start dating around after a breakup, you really should know what your intention is in dating. Whether it's for fun, whether it's for something serious.
Something casual.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Atage? Because, you know, I think it's okay to share that we're all in our 30s. Like, the girls behind Beta Filipinas are all in our 30s. And there's a point in our 30s that, like, we're single, then we're in serious relationships, then we're single again. Yeah. You know what? And then we would always be so open to each other because we're good friends, we're close friends about our dating lives. And it's always a different experience.
Yeah. As you get older, talaga, like, different when you're in your 20s, early 30s, mm-hmm. and so on.
Although for me, even when I was younger, I actually never dated for fun.
Yeah.
All of my relationships were serious. Maybe I did date out of spite, but for the most part, I never really dated for fun. So now, if I think about it, if I'm going to start dating, maybe it's because I've already dealt with all of the past traumas that I've had. Or maybe I have to make sure that I'm actually ready to be out there, to be in a relationship. I remember Meg and I talking about this before. You might think that you're actually ready, and then you start dating, and then all the triggers come back.
Yeah.
So that's actually a fear of mine, like
going back to the dating.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to be triggered again, and just for me to realize that I'm actually still not okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I've worked hard to be in this peaceful state.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's...
And you want to keep it, the best.
And I want to keep it, so I'm just afraid that if I go back to the dating pool, then I going to ruin my peace again? I don't want that to happen.
Ako naman, my opinion ba? Will be ruined.
What?
Will be ruined. Like, syempre kasi it'll be challenged. Because, you know, kasi when you're dating, and if it's serious, and parang you see it long term, of course, you'll be dealing with another individual, with another set of, like, values, routine,
past.
So talaga, magugulo yan. Like, eventually, it will really
challenge
you. And then it could make you, like, I don't know, not in your peaceful state or something. But then I think it's important that you have a partner who's able to, like, parang
meet you in the middle.
Parang work towards making it, harmonizing everything. Like, because it's two different people with different... The bab
two different
individuals.
Yeah.
So, syempre, totally different. You're trying to be together. And then, of course, it comes talaga with challenges. But it's all about, like, I guess, harmonizing everything. And it's also really challenging to do that, depending on the individual you're dealing with.
What can you say pala about those relationships na sinasabi nila, oh, it's been smooth sailing from the very beginning? And then you think, oh, there might actually be those relationships na parang, oh, super ideal.
Yeah. To be honest, like, talagang to each their own. Maybe if they're super harmonious to begin with, lucky them. Yung ganon. Great for you guys. Diba? Kasi ito talaga.
I get what etiquette Sarah, because when you're single and not dating,
you're so peaceful because you're just dealing with yourself.
Yeah. And then, but
your own mind.
When you start dating and opening up first, you share your life with a new person.
No, parang, and then you not just that. Parang,
share your routine.
You share first, parang, little aspects of your life.
Oh, yeah.
And then you decide, oh, this person is okay. So we try this out. That was when you share a bit more. You should share the routine. Yes, you share more things about your life.
So it's always a dance.
Oh.
And sometimes I get when you say that it's easy to be alone.
Yeah.
Because there's also a point of our single life that
we were so happy.
We're so happy being single.
Yeah.
And then we decide to go back to the dating pool. And then It's sino ba? Dulo na naman.
Sino ba to? Sino ba to? Ba't ginagayin na ako?
But really,
is it my fault? That's is it my fault? Is it its fault?
And then now, like, I think now that they're older, we're more aware of those things. Because when we were younger, it's more like, yeah, I'm so in love. I like this person. And now we have all this, like, this is my routine. This is routine. This is my value.
Yeah.
Values. And then this is values. This is where I want to go.
Yeah.
I mean, we really like, evaluate. Is this going to work? So there's a lot of, like, evaluation.
That's so important. It's happening. It's like an R to R, day-to-day evaluation.
Yeah.
It's fine. I think it's healthy, really.
But I get what Auntie Kate has been saying, that would you keep your peace?
Yeah. Or would you like
try?
Yeah.
But I think like every relationship, when you already
become a bit serious.
It has to be the percentage of the challenging and the peace for me personally, then peace should be.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It can't be all rogue.
Yeah, yeah. Because
why would you be in a relationship that is so unpeaceful?
There's no perfect relationship. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I need
for sure.
Hello, listeners. Let's have a quick break from our conversation. We'd like to invite you to the Better Filipinas Book Club, where we pick a book, read it together, and share our learnings and insights. Follow our Instagram for instructions on how to join and read with us. So back to our conversation.
But overall, this relationship has to give you peace.
Yeah. But then how long do you wait until you actually date? How do you know if you're ready to date?
I feel like as soon as you're over the past relationship.
How do you think you're over the past relationship?
How do you know you're over?
Yeah.
How do you know you're...
Oh. I'm just kidding. I don't know anything. How do you know you're over?
I think me, when I can open myself up again. And that's so always a challenge for me.
Yeah.
Like, I always tell mom that when I did, I don't open up. It puts so much
pressure. Totoo yan.
Ilang date na, tapos hindi pa rin ako makapag-open. Baka hindi
to.
This is not the guy.
I know that I'm ready when I really don't see. Baka may masaktan. Joke! When I really don't see parang a future with my past partner. Parang, yeah. Like, okay, ano, this is it. Our chapter has ended. So that's when I know, like, okay, it's time to. And parang, like what you guys said, parang you should also have self-awareness about your non-negotiables. Parang you learn things from the past relationship. Okay, this is what I want. This is what I don't want. Do I see a future with this person or not?
Yeah.
And if I don't, tapos I have enough self-awareness or reflection na, okay, this is what I want moving forward. I know I'm over it.
Well, I'm the type of person now when I end relationship, it's really done.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. I think it's this right now. I want to say one more to that. I know I'm over someone. When I distinguished all efforts, talaga. When in my part, alam mo, I gave it my all. Like what they say. Parang when I gave it my all to the dot, alam mo, parang to the sweat, to the last drop of sweat. Alam ko na, tapos na.
Yeah.
Kasi ayoko na.
So it's easier to
be
ready.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Wala yung 3 months.
Wala yung 3 months. Na yan. When I distinguished everything, wala yung math part na ilang years kami together. Ayun yung months, wala na. Days na yan. Joke!
I think like the second time ending the relationship, na let go na natin yung person.
Yeah.
Oh, diba?
Yeah. By the way, we're drinking now, kaya it's medyo fluid.
Well, I think how to know when you're over a person, I think it's when you know that you don't care about that person anymore.
Sakit naman ito. Ito palita.
Huh?
Ouch.
When you really don't care.
Yeah. Like, you don't care, or maybe you forgot about that person. No, like for example, parang, oh, it's a person that I've not thought about this
person. Yeah.
So I think that's one of the signs that you're over someone.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's freeing.
Yeah.
And I think when you're saying that when you end the relationship, like, you also know what mistakes that you've done. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not always
not perfect.
Yeah. It's not always I think for me, it's always a two-way street. Mm-hmm. There were mistakes on my part, there were also mistakes on my partner's part. And it's just that
It didn't work out.
Exhausted all everything to make it work. And when, you know, like when you say it's done, it's really done.
That's
why when you start dating again,
it's so refreshing.
Yeah, because like, okay, I know this doesn't work for me. I know this is my non-negotiable. So why would I even like waste time?
Yeah. And I really super understand. Yung parang trying to fix a broken glass. It's just hurting yourself at the end. If you try to continue to fix it when you know it doesn't work. Diba? So, that's when you know you're ready. When you realize talaga na, parang, this is the end. This is the dead end.
And you've accepted that there's nothing else that you can do.
Yeah. I think, kid, you mentioned a while ago that, like, dating out of spite. Like, what do you mean?
Can you elaborate?
Like, for example, after you've broken up, diba? You mentioned this.
Oh.
Days after, and then out of anger, you just
date around.
Yeah. Have you not done that?
I would talk to guys after.
Ako naman, whenever I date, it's for me.
Yeah.
For anyone else.
Well, but I think with that, there's nothing wrong about it as long as you're clear.
Yeah.
It's the misleading people that's
wrong. Yeah. No, actually, you know when you're ready, when you actually also know the intent of why you're doing things.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm dating because I just want to have fun.
That's
okay. I'm dating because I really want to find something serious. It's okay.
Do you guys say that when you start dating again? Because you see, we talk about how long do you wait until your next date, or like how long do you wait when you're ready? Are you the type of girl that says, because I know girls that think, oh, okay, I'm dating to marry. So like, are you the, I don't know a friend.
I don't know anyone who says this on a first, second, third, fourth date. Dating to marry. No, I don't know anyone like this.
It's not but you personally. Are you the type of girl who says, hey, I'm dating to marry.
I'm not like this. I don't know yet if you're
the thing
for me. But we're still getting to know, you know.
Yeah. And for me, like when you're dating and then the guy is moving too fast, that's
yes, that's true.
Love bombing.
That's true. That's also very true.
Right? It's like we're just getting to know and then you're gonna like
mabilis. Oh.
Medyo red flag in for me.
Uh-oh.
I personally get overwhelmed by those things.
Yeah. So I really think, because to be honest, what I realized, parang dating talaga, it's like one of my quotes, parang dating, parang it's war. Oh my God, I'm so drunk. Pero ano yun? Quote, like, love is a war.
Battlefield, yun.
Love is war, man.
No, love is a battlefield.
Color scale.
Battlefield. So, for me, honestly, it's a battlefield with yourself and the person or the people in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I honestly think that you have to really have a strong inner self. Because you'll never know the people that are coming to you. Baka these are manipulators. These are, you know, really good guys. They're good guys pa naman there. Pero parang you still really have to, again, the importance of like self-awareness and having your own self-worth. Na parang if you go into this battlefield, dapat alam mo yung gusto mo coming into it, coming out of it. And you should also have like a super duper established self-worth. Na parang oh my gosh, ginagawa niya to sa akin. Ang galing ko kaya. Ang ganda ko kaya. Yung ganun yung, ano, yung ganun yung attitude. Ba't niya ginagawa to sa akin? I'm such a catch. Dapat ganun.
But then, di ganun nagad, ha?
Dapat ganun.
Pero hindi ganun. Like, when I was younger, hindi ako ganun.
Oh, hindi ganun. Kasi like, syempre, you're getting to know yourself.
Yeah. Like, when you get older, you just learn these things on along. Yeah. So, if like, if you're younger and you're listening to our podcast and you're trying to date and or figure out your worth, I think one of the things that we can share as a
30-year-old
people is that you can never, like, you shouldn't anchor your self-worth to a relationship.
Yes. Dapat coming in, strong ka na. Foundation mo na yun.
You know yourself.
But yes.
We're, I mean, parang I wasn't like that when I was younger.
Yeah.
There were moments that I would find my self-worth in a relationship. When a relationship fails, I would like feel so bad about myself.
Yeah.
So it's a process of learning.
Yeah. Pero yun, parang if you just experience a breakup, tapos you're wondering, am I ready to date? Parang, I think honestly, number one, parang, are you whole as a person?
Oh, that's important. I love that.
And that's very important.
Yeah, kasi, like what I said, battlefield yung papasukan mo. Bakit? You have to be whole. Like, you have to have your armor. Dapat may armor ka, di ba? Parang your armor is yourself, your self-worth. Para pag, ano, pumasok ka, baka na.
Kaya na.
No, but seriously, like, you really have to be a whole person. And that's what they say. It's true, ah.
Yeah.
Kasi when you go in the dating world, that was on, parang, syempre, best foot forward for everyone. Even including you. Parang, you're also looking for the best match for you. Parang, it's, diba?
You also, kasi if you're not whole, that means that you're looking for someone. You're looking for someone to complete you.
Yeah.
And that should not be the point of dating, I think. Or that's not the point of being in a relationship because you're two different individuals still.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what it's something that you, well, for me, it's something that you learn from all your past relationships.
Yeah, that's all, yeah.
That, okay, I cannot tie myself to this person or to this situation or this situation. And I like what you said, Kate, that we have to be old.
Yeah.
And I say,
what did sabi nu?
What Mon said, that you have to be old. So since we both agree, we all agree that there's no rule of thumb, but
this one could be the rule of thumb.
If you think like a whole, and you're ready to
meet pension.
Yeah.
But unshakable. Self-worth. Ganon. Mm-hmm. Parang, this is my worth. So going in the battle. No, really. Really. Really.
Yeah.
And, parang, I think also, when you date, you really need to have this confidence in you. Na parang, who you?
I think
who are you? No, lucky guy.
So important that when you go into the dating.
Uh-oh.
Full stage again. You have a sense of who you are.
Mm-mm. Your intention.
Your intention. And what you want out of it. And of course, as we've shared, we're not the type of person, hey, I'm dating to marry. But, I mean, it's something,
yourself,
I think, it's or something, parang, something that we enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have fun.
And you have to have fun.
Yeah, actually.
Because if you find out all of it, if you're not
that's a good point. Because some people, maybe they go into dating, na parang very, okay, who's my the one? Sini the one ko dito? Parang, I think that's also a bad mindset. Parang when you go into dating, although you know it's a battlefield, you have to be very self-aware, parang you also need to have fun. Kasi, diba? I mean, finding the one shouldn't be
the ultimate goal.
The ultimate goal, or parang
you shouldn't do it in an intense way.
Yeah. Like, maybe if it's done intensely, baka he's not the one.
Let things
flow.
Let things
flow. Easy lang. Chill.
Yeah.
And dating should be fun. Like, oh my God, we're gonna go to Binondo. Or like, oh my God, we're gonna go to, I don't know. Laguna, and Tagaytay.
Speaking of like when we're going back to the dating stage, like Mon and I would always share that this is the exciting part, right? Mm. The dating is the exciting part. So you get to know a person, you go into dates, do something fun. It's something that you would look forward to if you end up being with this person.
Yeah. But again, it doesn't come with all fun. Because again, course.
It's work. It's easy to be alone. You don't have to deal with another person.
You just
deal
with yourself.
And then you realize, like, what do I want? Do I really want to have a partner? Because if I want to have a partner, I have to deal with a new person and all these learnings that I'm getting, right?
Yeah. For you. So, how long to wait until your next date at the Cape?
No defined time frame.
No defined time frame. Depends on your mindset, where you are in life.
And as we've shared a while ago, there's no rule of thumb. Because when it comes
to dating, whatever
works for you. And when we got older, when I got older, it's like,
I'm still young. What are you talking
about? Maybe they're 20. When we got older, we're more confident on
what we want,
what we don't want,
non-negotiables,
communicating.
What we bring in the table. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
So, I'd like to like go back on dating out of spite. Would you consider that like a reason to date again?
So for me, I know it happens, but I personally don't do it because I don't want to be in the receiving end. Parang for me, honestly, when I date, I really date for myself. Na parang okay, I'm so loving this time of my life. Like I'm gonna date. Yung ganon. Pero I don't want to date out of spite because I don't want to be in the receiving end of that if things were to change, diba?
How about you, Ate Kate?
Well,
management, there's no rules.
No. Yeah, I did it once before and I communicated right away that I'm actually not ready to date.
So sometimes...
Then I realized that I should not do it.
Actually, sometimes parang sinasabi, parang, hey, I need a rebound. Yung ganun, joking. Diba?
Yeah. And if you find someone who's also looking for you, if you find someone
you were saying that, but you communicated with them that you're not ready.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm lucky that they're really good people too. So they understood and I gained friends.
I think that's very important in dating.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like as a girl, ako kasi parang may konting routine ako, parang okay, there's a date, so I'm gonna get my hair. So parang I'm gonna fix my hair, I'm gonna put makeup on. That's it, parang I have that routine. Tapos ang weird ko ba, but then I put like, oh my god, perfume and like lotion, whatever. I love this thing na parang pre-ritual of a date.
Pre-dating ritual.
Yeah. So parang, this is what I like. So parang, if I were in that position, I would just love the fact that I'm getting ready for a date.
I don't like that part.
I also don't like that part.
I don't like
it. I love it.
I'm always vocal about it.
I always
tell Mon, oh my god, it's so tiring.
I also don't like preparing.
I would like sit there and then.
So.
I mean, if it's fun, it's good. But
during the date.
During the date. But I think 30 minutes is. 30 minutes into a date, I know if there's a second date.
Same as guys, they know.
Yeah. So, I mean,
but I'm interview lang yan.
So, I like the dates that I like more go in the flow and then see if there's connection. But especially like when you get set up. And then you get set up or 30 minutes into a date.
Yeah.
There's cricket sounds.
Yeah. Oh, but you... I don't know why, but then you kind of know, okay, there's something with this guy or wala to. Parang more than less than 30
and it's
minutes.
Fine. It's fine.
You just end up with a friend. That's
the purpose of
dating. Or like an acquaintance.
Yeah.
Or you can experience, diba?
And learning also different culture, different people. Diba? And I think, like what Flo said, that we do it to also enjoy.
Yeah. Parang, honestly, for me, whenever I get ready for a date, I'm like, I am such a girl. Parang, This is my feminine energy. Wagan na ako.
Babae ako tonight. Babaeng babae ako tonight. Yeah. So again, to wrap it up. It's the red wine. It's the red wine.
To wrap it up.
I think it's when you say how long we need to wait, there's no rule
of thumb. Until you be. Yeah, there's no rule of thumb.
Yeah,
it depends on the person. But then, like what we said, parang first, I think it's important that the person's cool.
Yeah.
And then they go in the dating battlefield.
Knowing their intention.
Exactly.
And enjoy.
Enjoy.
That's it.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
Whatever, like 2 months, 3 months,
2 days,
3 days, 1 week,
2 days.
There's no formula for it. Yeah. You do.
As you get older, parang respect na lang people who date after a few days.
Yeah. So,
don't bash.
So I guess that's the first of our
dating series. I hope you learned a thing or two.
And please stay tuned in our next episode.
Yeah.
We will really try to share more of our insights, experiences.
And we'll also invite guests.
This year.
Oh, para not just us.
Yes. Because we really want to like learn.
Yeah. Also.
And again, this is a safe space for modern Filipinas who wants to know or deal with dating, career, relationships, and everything under the sun.
Yeah.
So, thanks for tuning in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's it for now from us. Better Filipinas Podcast.
Woo!
See you on our next episode. Sit with us.
Sit with us.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the first episode of our podcast. You know what? I really learned a lot from our conversations, and I hope all our listeners did too.
So if you want to share what you learned, don't hesitate to DM us on Instagram. We are at Better Filipinas, so connect with us. And also visit our website at www.betterfilipinas.org. We're also looking for artists and writers, and we really want to grow our community with you.
This has been Micah,
Meg,
and Kate. And join us again next time here on Sit With Us, the Better Filipinas Podcast. Real conversations for modern Filipinos.